What does the Bible say about the role of holiness in walking in Christian integrity? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking over the past several sessions about Christian integrity. Today we want to ask the question, what is the role of holiness in our Christian integrity? The reality is that the scripture says in the book of Hebrews, without holiness, no man will see God. What is holiness? Well, notice in Romans 12:2 that the scripture tells us clearly that the mind needs to be renewed, that is, it needs to be saved. How does that happen? By the work of Christ indwelling us and by the word of God, which witnesses to us. In Ephesians 1:4 we read, according as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. You and I were predestined by Christ from before the foundation of the world to know Him and to love Him and to walk in the holiness which He has preordained for us to His glory. You see, without holiness, there is no integrity. And that very holiness is the witness to others of your Christian integrity. In 1 Peter 1:17, it says, and if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. That means in awe and expectation of what the Father wants and expects of us. In order to do that, we must order our thoughts. In Proverbs 23:7, we read, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, says he to you, but his heart is not with you." This is speaking of a man's thoughts. Notice what he says. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Then in Matthew it says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." What does the mouth speak? The thoughts which are treasured in the heart. So in walking in Christian integrity and holiness, we are admonished by the Scripture to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. We are admonished by Scripture to be holy in our conversation and to be sober-minded, watching our thoughts and watching our words. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And if not, wouldn't you like to know Jesus as a living person who is able to transform your life and make you walk in integrity and honesty and uprightness before God? Jesus says in the Scripture, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me." Now you might think, well, I'm too far gone to receive Jesus or to worship God. I've gotten into such a rut in my life, there's no way out for me. Oh, those are lies of the devil. There is no pit so deep that Jesus cannot reach down and lift you out. There is no circumstance that he cannot deliver you from. There is no problem that is so great that he can't make a way out for you. If Jesus has a way into your heart, Jesus has a way out of your circumstances. And God has a wonderful plan for your life. In Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope." Be willing to turn from your sin and open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ today and invite him in. The proof that he is real is the transformation that he will do in you and through you as time progresses. It'll be self-evident and it'll be self-proving. Pray this prayer aloud with me now, won't you? Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen." Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.